The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a challenge to a new South Dakota law designed to protect construction of the Keystone XL pipeline from riot boosters. Governor Kristi Noem and Attorney General Jason Roundsburg are included as defendants. In the last full week of the 2019 legislative session, Noem pushed through two bills to prevent another Standing Rock situation if the Keystone XL pipeline is built. Noem signed the new legislation on Wednesday, and the ACLU filed its complaint in South Dakota federal court on Thursday. The ACLU is challenging the constitutionality of three South Dakota laws. One of them is new, and the other two are already on the books. The new law holds supporters, such as environmentalists, civilly liable for the actions of protesters who become violent or hinder construction. Supporters do not have to be present at the protest in order to be sued. These are the individuals or organizations the statute refers to as riot boosters. The two old laws make that support a felony in the event of a riot. Libby Screen is policy director for ACLU South Dakota. In testimony at a Joint Appropriations Committee hearing on March 6th, Screen spoke against the bill in language similar to that in the lawsuit.
Per the terms of this bill, riot boosting captures an extremely wide range of actors and actions related to protest before any unlawful action occurs and without knowledge of or intent to cause that unlawful action. This will ensnare South Dakotans exercising their free speech rights and will likely chill the free speech of others who wish to engage but choose not to speak for fear of government retribution.
Plaintiffs include Dakota Rural Action, Indian Collective, Indigenous Environmental Network, and Sierra Club. Co-counsel for plaintiffs is former U.S. Attorney for South Dakota Brendan Johnson, now with Robbins Kaplan in Sioux Falls. Noem issued a written statement that her office has not yet reviewed the complaint, but she remains committed to the laws. Several other states have introduced similar legislation with varying degrees of success. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.